Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
People are so relieved that this celeb couple has broken up. And no, it's not Rihanna and A$AP Rocky. Sorry to disappoint.
Sorry, man.
It's been about 7-ish months since Billie Eilish and the Neighborhood's lead singer, Jesse Rutherford, announced their relationship, and they are officially donezo.
Wasn't this the one that had a bit of an age difference and people were like upset by it?
About 10 years. So according to Billie's rep, they're broken up, but still friends. Fans are really excited about this because of the age gap. They felt some type of way about it, especially because when their relationship was announced, there was a lot of talk about age gap relationships, specifically in Hollywood with Demi Lovato talking about their 12-year age gap when Demi dated somebody when
Valderrama.
Yeah, 17, he was 29.
Oh, yeah.
Taylor Swift had just come out with another song about John Mayer. He was 32 when he dated her.
And she was how old?
She was 19.
Yeah, I do think there's a sliding scale here, mm-hmm. right?
And that's what I was about to address. Yeah. So, yeah, a 10-year difference, which, like, if you're
50 and 40.
Yeah, yeah. 35 and 45, mm-hmm. not a big difference. 29, 39, not a big difference. But Billie Eilish is 21, mm-hmm. and like a 21-year-old and a 31-year-old, mm-hmm. it just has like a different vibe to it.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
And at that age, you think you know everything. And so obviously, like with some of these celebs looking back, they kind of realize once they get to that age where they dated that person, they realize like, wasn't the best decision. And fans were quick to call that out after this interview that Billie did with Vanity Fair.
I managed to get my way to a point in my life, to a point where I not only was known by a person that I thought was the hottest alive, but pulled his ass. Are we kidding me? Can we just round of applause for me?
So she does these Vanity Fair interviews like once a year. It's really cool. She looks back on what she has to say about different aspects of her life. And a lot of her fans were like, okay, well, how is she going to feel about that statement in 5 years when she's, you know, 25, 26, 27? And she goes, oh, it actually was super weird that a guy that I've known since I was 15 wanted to date me. Oh, and he was my first concert. It feels a little shady now.
Okay. I didn't realize that Taylor Swift was only 19 when she dated John Mayer and he was in his early 30s.
Yeah, she was 19. He was, I think, 32. He was early 30s. And then she dated Jake Gyllenhaal. Same situation. He was 29, 30. She was 20. She couldn't legally drink.
I'm sure you've seen this. Taylor Lautner praying for John Mayer because the Speak Now album is getting re-released, Taylor's version. And that's the one where she had songs about both of them.
Yeah, but he has she has very few songs where she apologizes to her exes. And she has this one song where she's like, yeah, I actually screwed up. And so Taylor's like, this is great for me. Everyone's going to be my DMs just being like, Taylor's version sounds great. Love you. Miss you. Let's get another Twilight reboot. Okay, we've talked a little bit about who Giselle would date after being married to the GOAT, Tom Brady, but we haven't talked a lot about Tom Brady's dating life. And now people are wondering, is he dating Kim Kardashian?
What?
It's looking like it.
No,
really?
It's like,
how did we go from Reese Witherspoon to Kim Kardashian?
I think people just want to see him with like another lady because, you know, he's hot on the market. It's the GOAT.
Yeah, I mean, if you're Tom Brady and you walk into any room and there are single women in there, people are going to try to ship you guys.
100%. So actually, I was reading this on the gossip account Dumois. Apparently, Kim was house shopping in the Bahamas where Tom has property, and she was using his golf cart, which everybody knows, you're in a relationship if you're using someone's car. It's just the rules of relationships. Sources are saying that they have friends and business partners in common, but they are not dating, which is kind of a bummer.
Oh, no, I'm...
You wouldn't like that?
I don't ship that, no.
What? I think he would look great in Skims.
You don't need him.
I don't know. And it's not like I don't like her with him or I don't like him with her. I just don't like the couple together. It's not like I'm against her or I'm against him. I'm just against them.
Would it be an upgrade, though, for Brady? Would people consider that an upgrade?
I kind of feel like it's a lateral move.
Lateral?
Lateral.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, it does feel lateral.
It feels lateral.
Confirmed, lateral. Food Network just ordered two new Selena Gomez shows. So Selena already hosts a series called Selena and Chef at HBO Max, but Food Network says they're going to debut two different shows from her. One will be a celebration-focused series around the holidays, and then in 2024, she's going to launch a show that will show her going to different chefs' kitchens for a change and also get to make their most popular dishes. Right now, her show on HBO Max, Selena and Chef, has four seasons, but it hasn't been renewed for a fifth, so it looks like she might be changing networks completely. All right, if you are strapped for cash, make sure you're sitting next to a celeb. The next time you're strapped for cash, make sure you're sitting next to this celeb at a bar. I'll tell you about one singer's super generous gift on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
Listen, it's The Burt Show.